Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we were talking to John in Pennsylvania, and John was talking about how he owns a T-shirt company, and that would be impossible in just 2.5-3 days, because they only announced this back on Tuesday, to make 14,000-plus shirts professionally made, all of the same design, and then have them all nicely folded over the 14,000 chairs at the sports stadium for the Obama psychic vampire event. And I totally agree with you. The only way they could have done it is if they started Saturday with the design and the order. And I got a sneaking suspicion this Together We Thrive thing is the new T-shirts for the new rollout. It's the same basic Obama hope and change design. And you watch, this is going to end up, unless it backfires, and it's starting to, being the 2012 election slogan for Obama.
Absolutely, I think that's what it would be. You think about when they make the Super Bowl shirts, when the Super Bowl wins, the losing team, they make as many shirts for the losing team as they do the winning team. The losing team is destroyed, but they have about 2 weeks leave time to know what teams are playing with each other. You got to consider, the design is a pretty simple design. What's on the shirt wouldn't take that long to do, but you have to burn the screens. Then, of course, you got to find a press that doesn't have any jobs on board, and then they go ahead and print them.
Now, that's also our problems. We use several different groups here in the U.S. It'd be a lot cheaper if we went with Mexico, but we don't. And a lot of times, we call them, they go, we're backed up for 3 weeks. But we'll get to your job when we can. But again, obviously, government has the power and the strings to pull. The other issue is, who paid for 14,000 shirts? Looking at this shirt design, and also, I know short notice costs more, but bulk also gives you a discount. How much to print those shirts, even on cruddy quality shirts? What, $3 a piece?
One color. If I got 2 weeks to do those, I could do them for about $3.54 a piece. But like on a one-day turnaround time, those shirts would be $10, $15 a piece. Not that short of a notice.
Well, also, who had 14,000 black shirts lying around?
I think they were navy. I was looking at the color, which are, navy black and white T-shirts are the easiest shirts to get from distributors because, but basically 1,400 shirts is a container load. It's a full shipping container of shirts.
Well, they could have also gone with a bunch of different subcontractors. That could have done it as well.
Well, this is true. It just depends on the brand and what distributor they're going from.
What this means is they immediately capitalized, immediately politicized it, within hours blamed it on anybody that was against their gun control or open border or health care agenda. I mean, we know they did that. And then now it turns out if you had to give him a political persuasion, he was a liberal before he completely used drugs and fried his brain. And it's just crazy that this happened and that Obama would try to put collective guilt on everyone and say, we've got to now sit down and shut up and come together in the memory of this dead little girl when the father of the little girl is saying, don't use this to take freedom. I mean, these people are tragedy vampires. They are psychic vampires. John, I appreciate your call. TJ in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Alex.
Hey, buddy. Hey,
it's a great day for Alex Jones and myself, and that Limbama recording that you played was very revealing. I'm not a Limbama-anite. I'm an individual. And I heard a report on the news. It might have been on Coast to Coast or NPR, I don't know, but some woman was very elated that Obama showed up to dispel anger over murder and insanity.
Yeah.
And if you get neuterized from anger over murder and neuterization, you ain't worth spitting my book.
Well said, TJ. Well said. I'm going to try to hurry through your calls when we come back. George, Shannon, Sean, Brad, many others. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I've been pretty wound up lately dealing with this because people are debating whether or not the Democrats are seizing on this crisis. They obviously are. And then coming up, Glenn Beck's trying to blame it on 9/11 truth.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig for today's modern smoker.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Best-selling author Brad Metzler has a show called Decoded on the History Channel. It's getting a lot of viewers. And he came out earlier in the week and admitted that he secretly worked for the U.S. government. So I thought I would talk a little bit about that and how so much of the media is government infiltrated, government manipulated. I'm not saying specifically Decoded, but some of the other productions that are out there. Metzler described how he was hired to create scenarios of potential terror attacks so the government could think about every scenario that's out there. And I have no doubt that that is what he was told it was for. But in my research and in my films in the last 15 years, we've documented that governments have been caught using plans written up by sometimes entire Hollywood script-writing companies that Homeland Security and previous to them, the Pentagon would hire to write up scenarios. We would then see those very scenarios secretly written for the Pentagon used in real terror attacks. And there's a great example of that. We'll be talking more about it with Mark Dice next hour. And that's the Lone Gunman X-Files spinoff that aired 6 months before 9/11, where a secret government group hijacks a passenger jet by remote control to fly it into the World Trade Center to blame it on militants in Afghanistan to invade Afghanistan. And it's an element in the government doing it. They use a drill to make NORAD stand down to think it's part of a drill. That exact thing. There was a drill. NORAD stood down. We know there was a hijacking terror attack drill of the exact same targets being hit at the exact same times. That's ABC News, by the way. I mean, that's mainstream news. They had a drill of the exact same targets, exact same time in England on 7-7 in 2005. The same thing in Madrid a year before. And they really do this so that there's all these terror attack plans in different agencies that are scripts. So if their agents or contractors are caught about to stage a terror attack, they just say, oh, this is part of a drill. These aren't actual terror attack plans, and it's written as a script to make sure everybody carries it out, including patsies. Patsies on 7-7. Patsies on 9-11. Lee Harvey Oswald thought he was part of a drill. They can then burn their patsies and have their patsy at the location they want them to be at. I'm going to talk about that next hour with a great researcher, Mark Dice, who's an author and researcher, who was one of the experts they had on one of the previous decoded shows, dealing with the Statue of Liberty and what it really symbolizes. And he explains to them that it is given to us by the French Illuminati, who are in the encyclopedia. There's no doubt about the German and French Illuminati. And at the time, they made it. They sent it over here. It is a man. It's not a woman. It is Lucifer. And that's even in the mainline literature from the time. And then they kind of make fun of Mark Dice and others, and they go and talk to a top professor, and he says, no, it is Lucifer, but it's the good Lucifer. Aha, so we're still conspiracy theory kooks. We're right about it being Lucifer, but it's the good Lucifer. So we'll talk about that. But right now, I'm opening the phones up at 800-259-9231. Recapping here, dealing with Obama getting all of this political gas mileage, at least he hopes, out of that staged event, 14,000 T-shirts that they had to start producing on Saturday of the shooting. This is introducing his new campaign slogan. Mark my words, unless it backfires, they're going to use it. And they may not because it's backfiring, but it'll probably still come out. But this is the new term. Together we thrive. And that means sitting down, shutting up, not having a political debate. And he went on to say, Republicans stop it, Democrats stop it. All, see, his surrogates get to blame Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh, Sarah Palin, but then he gets to get up there and say, stop it. It's all of our faults being mean to each other. Let's not do it. It's nobody's fault. That guy was taking hallucinogens every day now. First, it was almost every day. Now we're learning sometimes multiple times a day. He was smoking one of the most hardcore hallucinogens that many people have a disassociative event. And I've now the emails are pouring in by the hundreds. I mean, you're talking about just don't even know who you are for 20 to 30 minutes. And he was on this plant that comes out of Mexico that the Aztecs and others took. You know, they call it the ultimate shaman drug. And he goes from being a liberal, but you can't blame liberals for what he did, because then he stopped being a liberal, a conservative, anything, and started dressing up like the Grim Reaper and hallucinating and worshiping a skull shrine. Like every other psychopath, they're always into skulls and death and killing animals and dressing in black. What's going on here? Now, that doesn't mean everybody that likes to dress in black is bad. Johnny Cash dressed in black to say like he was a preacher. So he can carry out some of the darkness on his back, as he said. But there's this M.O., and I called it on Sunday. Sunday on my broadcast, 4 to 6, 24 hours after the event, I said, person on hardcore hallucinogens into devil worship. Boom! Next day it comes out. I know how to call it. I do my research. Does that stop Glenn Beck from blaming anybody that questions 9-11 or talks about government-sponsored terror? But Glenn Beck's got a problem. Glenn Beck has talked about the government staging Oklahoma City. Glenn Beck has talked about that they may stage a new one and blame it on him. And you know what? When he came out and said that, I said he may have woken up. I may be able to support him now. Well, every day since Monday, and we're now 4 days into this, and I've got the report, he was doing it today on the radio, he's blaming 9-11 Truth and saying we're violent and we're going to attack. I'm talking about that coming up in the last 20 minutes of this hour. But right now, let's go to the calls. Who's up next here, John? George in Connecticut, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, you went all over the place. I had a couple of things I could have added, but I just one last thing I'd like to add before I go into my other suggestion is that Chertoff is your Lucifer. That is the name of the former TSA, and his name in Russian means devil. Look it up.
By the way, I heard that about 7 years ago when he was an underling in the Bush administration and didn't believe it, and I looked it up in online Russian encyclopedias. It means actually son of the devil. Chertoff means son of the devil. Let's be accurate.
Well, I don't know. My Russian dictionary got devil, and I've studied Russian, but maybe I'm wrong. I'll double-check it. But anyway, I think it's about time, this missile situation and the popping up behind carriers, the Chinese thing, we should probably have that Benjamin, Full Ford, or whatever his name is, somewhere down the line, because I'd like to hear his take on, are they trying to stop these people from their agenda, or is this something we have to worry about the Chinese? Because maybe there's something, a broader issue there that he might have.
Well, there really is a Chinese mafia, and he really has written for Forbes and other major publications, and I have no doubt that he's been approached by the Chinese and Japanese mafia and told that they're aware of the whole eugenics operation. When you're in the media, things like this happen. I've had a lot of bizarre stuff happen. I appreciate your call, George. Really, really interesting points on that front. Yeah, while we're busy covering the Tucson shooting, which is terrible, but six dead, when there are hundreds dying every day on America's highways, there are hundreds being murdered every day in America with people breaking in their houses, raping, killing families. None of that's on the radar screen. They don't personalize all those other deaths. They don't personalize the crime wave of illegal aliens murdering and killing at will, and nobody can catch them because they don't have real IDs and just blend into the background. I mean, no one talks about the 30,000 dead now in the last few years on the U.S.-Mexico border. See, out of sight, out of mind, but they're acting like it's the end of the world, these six dead people. And what's the moral of the story? Your speech did it. Your rhetoric, the anger in America. America's going to get a lot more angry over losing our liberties, losing our economy. That's the fault of the globalists who engineered this society to consolidate power for a post-industrial world so they can control our lives. They want us bankrupt, so we're beholden to government and the collectivist. The Russians, it came out in their internal documents, could have had bread and sausage for everybody in choice. They wanted to make you stand in line. They wanted to only give you enough food to barely survive. They wanted to have you, they want you under their control. They shut down family farms and ranches. Our government's trying it. Sean in Arizona, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, we've talked before. God bless you. I've got some quick bullet points, and I'm so upset because I've been following these things for 30 years. We've talked three times before. I've got Lyme disease, and I'm absolutely shaking. I was absolutely simply appalled what I saw. I've been following these things for 30 years. I worked for Reagan and whatnot. And what I want to say, that was a cross. What we saw last night was a cross between a political rally, sensitivity training, new age positive thinking, and failed socialistic disciplinary policies introduced into the public school system.
It was Oprah Winfrey.
Please let me continue.
No, you're right.
Absolutely, where the individual is wrong, we're going to discipline the whole class. This was the beginning of failed socialistic school policies in the 60s. This is why part of the reason why we are here today. Let me continue. That took 20 federal marshals to transport this ghoul from Tucson to Phoenix. He's being held in the North Valley. At a medium security federal detention center. There's over between, I listened to NPR here yesterday, they between 100
Hey, Sean, stop. Don't get mad. You're so angry that a lot of what you're saying is distorted. And what you said, I'm going to hold you over. Like, I'm going to give you the floor when we come back. And then I'm going to go to others. But what Sean is saying is so important. I want him to settle down and come back and recap it calmly, because he said in about 30 seconds what I've been trying to say in the last hour, but he said it so perfectly. That was brainwashing. That was a re-education camp. They're all given their prisoner shirt. They're all given their brainwashing solidarity shirt. They're all taught that they're collectively bad, but that they're rebuilt by giving up their self and being part of the collective. Together we thrive as the brainwashed communist board. That's exactly what it was.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World WHEY.com.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was saying,
think about tens of millions of Americans tuning in to Obama. The numbers are out, and almost no one watches his press conferences. No one wants to hear from him. They're totally sick of him. We've got all these internal White House memos that have come out, and other Obama advisors like Robert Shapiro saying, you need a crisis, you need a tragedy, to then go pose as the savior. And they're so cold-blooded, they write about it in major newspapers like we're dumb. And they're targeting people that are dumb. But the good news is, and Kurt Nimmo's got a story out on this at InfoWars.com. I want to get it out to everybody. Attempt by Obama operatives to turn memorial into political rally backfires. And that's the positive news. Okay, for the rest of this segment, Sean in Arizona, calm down. Take your time going over what you observed in that brainwashing rally last night, that attack on free speech, that collective guilt, Sovietization in a sports stadium, a literal re-education facility, with the guilt of the dead girl and Michelle Obama crying. I mean, it was all disgustingly scripted. You've got the floor.
Thank you, Alex. And, you know, I love this country as you do, and that's I get excited like you get excited. Somebody asked me the other day, why does Alex Jones get so excited? And I said, because he loves this country, he loves freedom, and he understands where we're at a critical venture. There are a couple bullet points that I don't know you're aware of on the national scene. Are you aware that sometime, and it may have been in the last 90 days, this individual disappeared for 1 week from his parents' house, and no one knew where he was? Are you aware of that?
Last night, I was lying in bed and thinking about this for about an hour, that there are hundreds of different points when put together. My gut, and I've told people privately at the office, I've told my wife this, I'm sure in my gut this was a government operation and that he was drugged. He fits the MO, the history. When this happened, right as the Republicans are coming in, so that the Democrats can try to set the agenda and create the illusion that getting angry, getting upset, getting involved, getting out of your trance, getting out of your comfort zone is going to cause death. How it happened, when it happened, the same story of all the threats, him being protected, what he's connected to, the drug he was on, the way these people all popped up, the whole thing, the way the judge was there, all of this screams staged event. And my gut has never been wrong. You know, I said staged event 2 days after the underwear bombing on Christmas Day, and it came out that the government got him on the plane, protected him, that he was under the control of known CIA operative Anwar al-Awlaki. Fox News, again, even reported that, that Anwar al-Awlaki is secretly working for the Pentagon, hanging out with the Pentagon. And so I wanted to give you the floor here, Sean, to go over that giant attempt to make everyone have a love affair, you know, put people back under the Obama Kool-Aid, the Obama spell that everything was going to be fixed because Obama is our savior. I think it backfired miserably. In my gut, I know this was staged. To what degree, I'm not sure, but all the evidence is there, and my gut told me instantly, you know, that day what it was. But I don't just go with my gut. I go off the facts. But, I mean, what do you think?
Absolutely. We're in ranch country here, and when the governor came on, and I'm a supporter of hers, and Saturday and asked to lower the flag, I rode over to the other ranch. They have a huge American flag there, and I told them that the governor asked to lower the flag, and there were some people from out of state there, and they said, what has happened, or who do you think has done this? And I said, well, the media, who knows who's done this, but the media will blame this on a right-wing nut. But a couple other points, critical things. What people don't understand here throughout the United States is this Dumnick, this sheriff in Tucson, that's one of two liberal enclaves in the state of Arizona, the other one being the New Age hub up there in Sedona. And, you know, I don't look at him as a guy that speaks for the West. What I also want to point here is to another thing that's been happening increasingly over the years, and it's really, it's appalling. As a Westerner, I'm appalled on how my fellow countrymen have sunk so low that they need, and obviously it was a tragic event, but now we need the president to fly in to console us. And, you know, we live here in the West. We're the sons of the pioneers. You know, there's some hardy people in southern Arizona.
No, that sells us the message that the feds have to be involved in everything, and the feds and the big daddy president has to hold our hand. Robert Shapiro admitted that they needed this, admitted that they were going to use this. I mean, they're handing out campaign T-shirts here, Sean. Well said, Sean. All right, I'm going to go to Brad, Thomas, Nate, Scott, at least you guys. And then I'm going to get into this other angle, not just the communist, socialist, liberals working for the big banks, trying to demonize conservatives, and libertarians for this shooting, but now the Limbaugh Beck response trying to blame.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's race through some of your calls, and then I want to get into what Limbaugh and Beck are doing, now demonizing the left. But going further, they're now using the same tactics to go after 9/11 truth and people that criticize the private Federal Reserve, even though that's something that both of these men themselves have now been forced to criticize because people do understand the Federal Reserve is private. So what's happening is mainline conservatives are being forced more and more to stay relevant. They're being forced to cover real issues. They can't just stonewall. But then when there's an event like this, they fall back to the old pattern of demonization. That's coming up. Right now, let's talk to Brad in Michigan. Brad, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you, Alex. It's an honor, as always. Just a quick couple points on, you know, the whole T-shirt rally thing. I think it's together we can be bootlicking slaves, because that's really what he's saying. On the shooter in Arizona, you know, for one, guns don't kill people. People kill people. And if they want us to sit down and shut up, how about stopping the tyranny, stopping the corruption? Stop giving us the things to talk about. If you don't want us to talk about these things, stop your actions. It's that simple. We will not shut up. We will not stop.
Well, that's right. Great points, Brad. Government never shuts up. It's trying to put up billboards and messages to our kids in school and constant PSAs and now telescreens at 9,000 Walmarts and Targets and everywhere else they're going in, telling you to tattle on your neighbor. Government is forcing its way into our lives, hyping up things that statistically aren't that dangerous, trying to make us afraid, and then they say, oh, don't have a blame game. Don't be afraid. Just give up your individuality. Don't be upset about the direction of the country. Sit down and shut up, and together we will thrive. That is the opposite of liberty and freedom. That is something out of the Borg, right out of Star Trek. I appreciate your call. Amazing, simple, but focused truth from Brad. Let's talk to Thomas in Canada. Thomas, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex, sir. I just wanted to let you know that CNN Newsroom right now, headline, 9/11 flag honors Christina Green, born September 11th, 2001. Is that just a coincidence, or is that an ICBM mind control missile aimed right at North America?
No, I totally agree with you, and I meant to cover that from the start of the broadcast today. That's in my stack. Again, watching it last night and reading the news, everything is carefully choreographed, just like the government paid for T-shirts over every seat, you know, magically produced in just a few days, you know, Michelle crying, all of it, so that you see humanity in them. And so that you then stand down against the globalist takeover. It's a serious psyop. But the fact that she's born on 9/11 and the media from day one saying this is like a 9/11. And a lot of people are saying, why are Congress people on both sides of the aisle? Why is the media calling this shooting a 9/11 when it's not? They're trying to reinvoke that togetherness. But instead of attacking Iraq and Afghanistan, we'll attack our Bill of Rights and Constitution. We'll do whatever the banks say and give up all of our money. We'll allow the carbon taxes to be put into place. And so it's all about this collective strike against us all. And then we learn who was behind it. Why, we were. We're sorry. We won't get angry at what the ruling class is doing. And, oh, they're going to bring the 9/11 flag so that there's solidarity. And then associate the 9/11 attacks with this. And there's more than that. You notice in the last few years, they've been slowly admitting, okay, almost none of the funding and training is for foreign men wearing turbans from caves in Central Asia. The funding is really for libertarians, gun owners, conservatives. And white Al-Qaeda, they're going to get you. They're everywhere. And now they're saying this was an act of terror. This was white Al-Qaeda. Hillary, in speeches worldwide, says we have our own extremist. We have white Al-Qaeda. And so this is the big rollout of here's the 9/11 flag. It's 9/11. The Second Amendment is 9/11. Free speech is 9/11. Getting upset at government is 9/11. Arizona and its heated political rhetoric, because the people aren't putting up with tyranny. They're demanding sovereignty. That's 9/11. And so absolutely, it's all acting on the subconscious. But they raise the propaganda right up to the conscious level as well. But most of it's going on at the subconscious archetypal level. And that was a giant Soviet nighttime brainwashing event. And that is what's so incredible. Just like telescreens telling you to spy on your neighbor and to trust no one but Big Sis is directly out of 1984. I mean, they are hitting every archetypal event. Hitler would have nighttime rallies for dead SA or SS who'd been killed fighting commies and would cry and have others crying and everyone was being given, you know, little patches that they were at that rally. Well, in America, you get an Obama shirt and he teaches you to come together under him and do what he says, because together we thrive. As Hitler said, Ein Volk, Ein Reich, Ein Führer. One people. One land, one leader, and together we have strength. And that's exactly what's going on. So we've seen it under Mao, under Stalin, under Hitler, under Pol Pot. We know what an authoritarian brainwashing rally looks like, and this was it. And for those that know history, it completely freaks us out. For an Oprah watcher, they thought they were watching an episode of Oprah and learning to love Obama. Because after all, he says he's fighting Wall Street. He's not going to have Wall Street fat cats in his administration when that's all he's got. Oh, we've got the Daley fellow in there now who helped write NAFTA and GATT and who helped get Glass-Steagall repealed to allow the derivatives to be written. And then Obama says last week he's going to save us. Oh, and I'm not supposed to get angry. I'm supposed to have hope and change here. Anything else, Thomas?
Yes. Secondly, with the speech last night, it just looked like a film set. I say that just because watching it after he spoke, he was so twitchy, Obama. He was nervous looking. He was looking around at the prompters, you know, trying to hide it by kissing his wife. And at the end there, they had a moment of silence. Suddenly Obama starts looking around to see if he would stand up or not. Alex, he almost got up, but then he looked around and then he sat back down. I mean, they have him in the front row while he's in the stadium and they're just applauding him. I mean, with the T-shirts and nuclear alternative media with this event, it is so in the open, Alex, that you are really tuned into government brainwashing or you are openly against it. There's no in-between anymore.
Oh, and I mean, it is. I mean, that's it. It's cartoon. I mean, I've seen Disney films, you know, about the Nazis that are themselves cartoon propaganda. But you watch cartoon representations of hardcore brainwashing authoritarian evil, and then you superimpose what was seen as absurd tyranny 60 years ago, you superimpose that over today, and it's like they took 1984, or they took the Nazis, they took the Soviets, and they're openly doing it, the most absurd things out in the open. It's just too wild. I appreciate your call. I'm going to get to Nate, Scott, Tim, Rachel, and others before Mark Dice gets on or while he's on. We may even go into overdrive today. I'm pretty wound up. But I want to shift gears right now, and I want to talk about Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Sarah Palin, and others. On Saturday, on Sunday, on Monday, when the Democrat hit machine was blaming Rush Limbaugh, Sarah Palin, Glenn Beck, myself, and many others for what happened, I went and did the real research Saturday and Sunday and said he was somebody who was rejected by women. This is all on record Sunday before any of this was out. I MO'd him from the pieces I had. I said he was rejected by women. He was guaranteed on some type of psychotropic drugs, either prescription or hallucinogens that are in the same family that he got on the street. He was into the kind of goth extreme, you know, shock, devil movement that is so risque and seen as avant-garde by people 14 to 25 or so. And he was into the death culture. And it all came out Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. That was the truth. And it blew up in the Democrats' face that it wasn't Sarah Palin. It wasn't Rush Limbaugh. It wasn't Ron Paul. You know, they try to demonize conservatives and libertarians. And then we learned that when he was a liberal 3 years ago, 2007, 2008, that's when these reports came from. He was long-haired, pot smoker, wasn't taking the hallucinogens every day. That this guy, Loeffner, I call him the Grim Reaper killer. Now it's confirmed it is him dressed up in the Grim Reaper outfit. You know, playing the drowning pool music that, again, is into death and destruction and nihilism and giving up on life. I also predicted that he was just a suicidal guy, that he wanted to be killed by the cops or by a concealed carry shooter. Now they have his letters that he wanted to be, quote, assassinated at the event. This was his, not just death by cop, you know, suicide by cop. This was suicide by mass murder, but he failed. And so we know who he was, and we know that 3 years ago he was a liberal. But then he changed. So it wasn't fair to call conservatives and libertarians people that were responsible.
even if he was a libertarian or a conservative. How is what one crazy person does everybody else's fault? Again, it's this collectivist view that your neighbor does something wrong, so you get in trouble. That's what the Soviet Union and the Nazis did. That's another hallmark of authoritarianism. That's what's so dangerous about this. If you're going through a playbook of authoritarian tyranny, on every front they're doing it. There's no doubt that's where we're going. And I'm supposed to shut up about that, or I'm encouraging violence against the government. They're also trying to create a psychological compulsion that there's never a right to be violent against the government. Was it wrong to fight Hitler? Was it wrong for people to try to overthrow Stalin? And, of course, we all know there are times to stand up against governments. So they're also trying to create this obsession on never standing up against your government and attaching the image of standing up against your government, not to George Washington or Thomas Jefferson, or the people in Romania in 89 against Ceausescu. It's about attaching the image to a crazed lunatic out of his mind with a demonic look on his face, dressed up like a Grim Reaper. So there's layers of this propaganda. As government comes in to take your liberty, to take your pension fund, to jack up your taxes, to shut down your local farmer ranch, to engage in all of this tyranny, this raping, they're going to take events like this and blame it on the American people who have the answer to the 1984 society, which is 1776. They're going to try to brand revolution, whether it's verbal or physical, and I believe the pen is mightier than the sword. The video camera is more powerful than the Kalashnikov or the Colt M16. I do believe in that. But they're trying to demonize all forms of resistance as evil. They're trying to brand resistance as this guy. And that's why I've spent so much time on it. Sure, it's hype. Sure, it's a media hoax. There's a lot of other stuff going on behind the scenes. But we have to cover this because if they win in this fight, in this info war, on this subject, they're going to be able to deep six the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, and then everything else follows. So, yes, this whole thing is a big overblown hoax, but we've got to expose it as a hoax or they win. This is the big fight right now. Now, all that's going on, and what does Glenn Beck do? Glenn Beck comes out and says, 9/11 truthers, I've told you they're going to be violent. How did you know that, Glenn? That's one of the thousands of little things I can add into the pile that this was a setup. It's just one of them. He said, mark my words, 9/11 truthers are going to get violent. They're going to attack. And I think back to 4 years ago, we're at a Bush event. Somebody comes out of a dark alley with his daughter in a wheelchair and runs it into a We Are Changer. And then it turns out the whole thing was staged. Remember that? Came out in court, it was staged. And Fox News ran, 9/11 truther attacks disabled girl in wheelchair. Notice it's a little girl that got shot. See, that's another little piece to add. You go over the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, it's got to be over 1,000 points, and you see it's all scripted. It was all written. It was all prepared. It was all set up. And you can see the Democratic operatives all over the news preparing to set up Glenn Beck. You can see them preparing to set up yours truly on Media Matters. George Soros, every week, saying Alex Jones and Glenn Beck, they're going to cause an Oklahoma City. And Beck properly researches Oklahoma, finds out it's an inside job. He comes out and says, the Democratic operatives are getting ready to stage a new Oklahoma City and blame it on me. And he points at himself. Now he comes out this week and talks about domestic people staging Oklahoma cities. He talks about 9/11 truthers being the biggest danger. See, Glenn started getting scared that he was about to get set up. And so he decided to tell the truth. But that's why you can't trust him. He flip-flops. And so we're going to have to hold Mark Dysel about 15 in because I've got to get to this, and I promised that I would. But I'm going to go ahead now and play Glenn Beck just 2 months ago pointing out that the Democrat operatives are preparing to stage in Oklahoma City and blame it on the libertarian conservative movement. Here it is.
Why does the left need this violence? Well, listen to a clip from a Democratic pollster, Mark Penn, happened just the other day, and yet no one pays attention to it. How can the left win the country? Watch.
cabinets don't really sell things. The president himself has to reconnect with the people. Remember, President Clinton reconnected through Oklahoma, yeah. Right? And the president right
because
now seems removed. And it wasn't until that speech that he re-clicked with the American public.
That's what last
Obama
night was about with Obama.
A similar kind
you think
of
words
event.
Are work for
reconnecting.
Obama needs a similar kind of event.
Oh,
like Oklahoma City. If only Barack Obama could have the opportunity to speak to America after another Oklahoma City-type event, then he'll politically be in good shape. Wow. Now, according to Drummond Pike, the founder of Tides, who, Drummond, I hope you watch this week because, oh, it's all coming undone this week. I will be the guy who causes the next Oklahoma City. This is, in a letter, an appeal to advertisers of Fox. Dear Fox advertisers, read this part of it. No one, left, right, center, wants to see another Oklahoma City. The next assassin may succeed. If so, there will be blood on many hands. They are setting up another Oklahoma City. They are claiming that one is coming, and they've already marked the one who caused it. But don't you miss Wednesday's show when I show you violence and the pressure.
So exactly as I was saying for months, because it wasn't just that pollster, it was Robert Shapiro and many others saying we need an Oklahoma to blame it on domestic groups so Obama can pose as a savior and reconnect. Beck started reading the Media Matters and others saying Jones and Beck will cause it. It's going to be their fault. And he goes on TV and says they're targeting me, Glenn Beck. Yeah, me too, Glenn. Now, what do you then do this week? You come out and you say 9/11 truthers are going to cause another Oklahoma City. You're an idiot. They're going to blame this on you, fool. Okay, don't try to throw us under the bus.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Let's get something straight. I don't want to fight with Glenn Beck. Okay? It's a very positive sign that he goes on air and talks about the Federal Reserve being private and world government and population reduction and eugenics. We've challenged him in the last 2 years to go further. We know he researches and watches this show and that his writers pull a lot of information from it. And so to Glenn, I watched you the last few nights really engage in schizophrenic activity. You know, you'd say, how dare the Democrats talk about any type of symbol that could incite violence? Well, look at the Target logo. Are we going to ban that? And how tired you are of people twisting things to blame folks politically. I've watched you for 4 years, CNN and now Fox, constantly say 9/11 Truth is going to be violent when 9/11 Truth had never been violent. And then magically it starts to happen. Now, did you just do a statistical breakdown and look at polls as high as 83% in the New York Times, question the official story, and just figure, well, there'll be some violence from somebody that has that view, 80-plus percent of the population, or were you given an inside track? Because I've seen the federal government in New York try to set up We Are Change for attacking a girl in a wheelchair, which turned out to be completely a hoax. They attacked them and kept running the wheelchair in and screaming. And it turned out it was all a staged event leading right back to the White House. I know you're following talking points. I know you went and met at the White House. But you can't have it both ways, Glenn. You can't say the Democrats are preparing a new Oklahoma City, which they are. And there's no doubt it was the Democrats, and we have the evidence and have gone over it ad nauseum. I made the film, America Destroyed by Design. Oklahoma City was an inside job. But, I don't know, I got a bunch of clips. We'll never have time to play them all. But where he says that 9/11 truthers are going to stage in Oklahoma City. Where he says 9/11 truthers are the most dangerous. So, Democrats aren't bad, Republicans aren't bad, it's 9/11 truthers. Don't you look at government-sponsored terror. This is a dangerous game you're playing here, Beck. And, well, let's go ahead and start playing one of the clips. Here he is. You know, the moral of the story, this is two nights ago, is these 9/11 truthers, they're the ones that are really dangerous. Here it is.
Pull out there that I think are dangerous, that actually believe that 9/11 was an inside job and that George Bush was responsible for wiring it up and blowing up the World Trade
Center.
I think some of those people are nuts.
So, it just goes on and on. He's been telling us there are people who are dangerous because they believe. And behind him, he's got in fact, put that back up for me, just the image. A recipe for danger. People who believe that the government was behind 9/11. So, see, they take this tragic event, and the Democrats are saying it's people that want to get rid of government health care, people that want to control the borders. You're the reason this happened. And Beck is saying, no, it's not them. It's the 9/11 truthers. They say the government could stage terror. Well, Beck, you just got done saying that Obama and his people might stage in Oklahoma City or that they were planning one to blame it on you. So you're dangerous too? This thought is dangerous? Governments blow stuff up. Our government has declassified over 200 cases where they've done it. So I'm not dangerous, and I'm not crazy, Beck, because I know how to read the Associated Press, the New York Times, the Washington Post. Headline, U.S. government plan to terrorize U.S. cities, stage terror, to be blamed on the Soviets, pretext for war. Headline, NATO, back with U.S. forces, stage hundreds of bombings in Europe, to blame them on political enemies. Associated Press. Headline, CIA admits conspiracy theorists were right. Gulf of Tonkin stage, get us into Vietnam. Headline, Glenn Beck says, Democratic operatives preparing new Oklahoma City. I mean, are you dangerous, Beck? You can't have it both ways, Beck. You can't say we're dangerous when you're saying it.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.